In this week's Cotton News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Down roughly 140,000 bales from their September estimate, and then it also compares it to last year's number, which was 19.2 million bales, so sharply lower than the 2007 level. If we break that down and look at upland versus ELS, the upland crop is put at 13.26 million bales, and the remaining 450,000 bales are ELS cotton.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We saw 15% fewer acres. It's also been the case that with some of the weather problems that we've had as we've gone through the growing season, some dry weather problems in Texas, and then, of course, the hurricanes in Louisiana and other parts of the Mid-South, and in Texas to some degree, we saw greater abandonment, so more acres unharvested. And so really you look at the combination of those two things have kind of led to what we expect to be a smaller crop this year than what we had last year.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We have seen some weather challenges, particularly we had some issues in South Texas. That crop has largely been harvested. Now the market's going to watch closely how things progress in the high plains of Texas. And one of the big concerns there has been the fact that the development of the crop is later than normal. So it does need some warm weather and a late fall or a late winter. So really, the longer it can stay warmer in West Texas, the better off we'll be. So we'll just have to see how that progresses. And then parts of the Mid-South, in particular Louisiana and certain parts of Mississippi that saw the devastating effects of some of the hurricanes that came through. And we really see that in Louisiana now, with their total crop only expected to be about 320,000 bales, and that's less than half of what they produced last year. So we saw a lot of yield loss as a result of the hurricanes that came in Louisiana.